Wonderful. Today's Mishnah and Masechet Zavim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Beit Mishnah Dalet. Okay, we have basically finished the discussion of how a Zivas is Chal. Now we're starting a whole new discussion. And this new discussion is actually the thing that is part of what the whole Seder is about in Seder Tiras. How is Tuma conveyed? That's the main topic. And the details we've been talking about until now are just side points, really, because the topic of Zavim is not about the Isser of Zivas or how to become a Zav. It's how a Zav is Mitami. And what is unique about a Tumas HaZav, and it's absolutely unique, and it's actually presented by the Rambam as here is an amazing special halacha that we've never seen anywhere else, and that is the din of the Zav's Tuma. And that is unique. And that is the concept of the Tuma of a Zav that is metame beheset. That's a completely new idea that we actually don't meet anywhere in the Torah. The way that we are metame usually is either bemaga or bemasa. Yes, that is the norm. And you can be metame if you end up touching something that's tame, or you end up carrying something that's tame. Absolutely. But what about if something that's tame carries you without touching you? There's no such tuma, except by Zivas. And here's the Lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchos Matame Mishkav Moshav. Ein bechol avot atumot kulam tuma, she'im tasit et ha'adam ha'tohor, o et ha'kli ha'tohor t'tame otam. There's no such concept of any case in the Torah of something that is tame, where the tame thing moves a person who is tahar, or moves a kli which is tahar, and can be metame. There's no such concept. Ela hazav o chaverav bilvad. Only the cases of zivas or leida, or those things that are similar to zava, zav and zava. V'zohi atuma hayetera b'zav shelo matzino kamota b'chol haTorah. This is the unique tumas in the din of zav, and that's why this masechet introduces a completely new type of tuma. She'im hisit et haTahorim, if the zav or the zava moves something which is tar, it will be metame that thing, which is a mirror image of somebody who is tahar, who is carrying that thing. Here, that thing carries him. So how would that be? I mean, it could be literally, but it could also be that there's a movement, let's imagine, a seesaw. So if you've got an Adam tahar on one end of the seesaw and a Zav on the other end of the seesaw, and the Zav sits down, and his weight lifts up the other person, so then that person was lifted by a Zav. So that's a new tuma called the Heset HaZav. Now, there's other tumas of the Zav. The other tumas of the Zav is that he's metame b'mishkav u'b'moshav. Mishkav and Moshav is a very chomer tuma because it means that you don't have to come into contact with it. It's the princess and the pituma that we talked about. And what's more, the item that was roy, it has to be something that is suitable for being mekabel tumas mishkav u'moshav, as opposed to what I believe is an old Gavi rule of except where the person will say, amod v'nase melachtenu, something that is being used to sit on, and somebody's going to come along, the janitor is going to come along and say, will you get off of my bucket so I can get to work, is not considered to be something that is roy for yeshiva. But anything that is meant, it's a chair, it's a bed, it's a couch, it's a blanket, or it's any article of clothing which is always meant to sit down with or to lie down with, those things are able to be mekabel tumas mishkav umoshav. And that means, amazingly, that even if they're 10 levels down, and now they are tame because of the midras azav, that's called midras, meaning that he puts his weight on them, then if somebody comes into contact with them, incredibly, it is metame them, even though normally an Adam can't be mekabel tuma unless he's touching an avatuma. This Mishkav Umoshav becomes an actual avatuma, not a Rishon Latuma, like a Heset of the Zav would have done. But the truth is that Heset Azav, even though it's similar to Maga, is even more chomor than Maga. Why? Because let's say a Zav would be Nogea with a Kli Cheres, and he wasn't able to touch the inside of that Kli Cheres because it was Mukav Tzomit Posil, it would be Tahar. But if he moves it, then it's as if he touched it on the inside. And Heset Azav is going to be Metame, even a Kli Cheres, which is covered. So therefore, he's got more of a Tuma because of Heset than just Maga. So there's Maga Azav, and there's Heset Azav, and then there's the actual Tumas Midras of the Zav, which is Metame Mishkav Umoshav, to be Metame and Adam. And what's even worse, not only is it Metame the Adam, it's Metame the Adam who at the time can be Metame the Begodim that he's wearing, even though those Begodim did not come into contact with the actual Mishkav and Moshav. So it's not only Chomer to the extent that it will make a thing, a Kli, or an Adam, who is only able to be Mekabel Tumah from an Avatumah, not only will it be Mekabel him, but if he is wearing clothes, or he is in touch with something at the time, and that's called Tum'a Bechiburim, Mr. Gavi, another concept, Tum'a Bechiburim, that he's still attached to something, he's going to be metameit as long as he is now exposed to this Mishkav Moshav. So it's an extremely chomor Tum'a, quite remarkable, as Rambam remarks, this is remarkable, and absolutely, it is something that we don't find anywhere else in the Torah at all. So now let's get to work on the Mishnah. Azov can be metame mishkav. So this is what is called the Midras Azov. There's five different ways that he can make that couch tame. And that couch is going to become so tame, it's going to be metame Adam, who can only be mekabel tuma from an avatuma, and it will be metame the Adam to be metame the begadim that he's wearing. So that's the chumrah of Midras Azov. He's metame Adam, letame begadim, if that's what he was wearing at the time that he was in touch with the Mishkav. And there's five different ways. He doesn't have to only lie down on it for it to be tame with Mishkav. He could be standing on it. And that's the direct Midras Azov. So he jumps on the couch becomes tame, somebody else sits down on that couch, he becomes tame, his clothing become tame, somebody else touches the couch, we're going to get to that at the end of the Mishnah, the way in which the couch could be metame people. But first, how would the Zav be metame the couch? He could stand on it, he could sit on it, Yoshev, he could lie on it, Shochev. He can be nitle on it, which means that this would be the case where the bed is on one side. Let's say, put the couch on one side of the seesaw. But of course, it doesn't have to be a seesaw. It could be a loose floorboard. So the couch is on one side of a loose floorboard. The Zav steps on the other side. And that way, he is essentially hanging by the bed. Because if the bed is heavier, then the bed will pick up the Zav if the bed is moved onto that floorboard. And that means the bed has been tole up in the air, so to speak. It moved the Zav up a centimeter so that the Zav is hanging on that bed. He's nitle. Or he could be nishan. You could simply lean against the bed. Any of those five ways is mitame the bed because of Midras Hazav, and now it becomes Tumas Mishkav Umoshav. How does that Tumas Mishkav Umoshav affect a person who now will become tame from it? Well, a Mishkav can actually make a person tame in seven ways, not only in five ways. What are those seven ways? So the Mishkav is mitame et adam b'shiv adrachim, to the point where he will actually even be mitame the begudim that he's wearing when he is becoming tame from this Mishkav. So now, if this person who is tahar stands on the bed, sits on the bed, lies on the bed, or he is nitla, so that the bed or the couch actually is going to lift him up, or nishan, or he leans on it, and as opposed to the bed becoming tame, the couch becoming tame, over here the couch could be mitame through simple maga and masa. Now there's no din of tumas midras if a zav touches a couch. He would have to put weight on the couch. That's called mishkav umoshav. It's midras. Midras means putting your weight on it on some level. But when it comes to the mishkav umoshav being mitame a person, you don't need it to put weight on you, or for you to put weight on it. You can simply touch it. So bimaga or bimasa, you lift it up. Even if it was a piece of clothing that the zav had been lying on, you pick up that piece of clothing that is masa, you become tame, and the clothes that you're wearing become tame from it. So you could see on both ends, there's tremendous chumrah over here, and there's just the difference in terms of the transferring of the tuma to the tar can be done b'mago b'masa. The creation of the mishkav u'moshav can only be done b'midras, which is putting your weight on it. These are the most fundamental concepts of mishkav u'moshav, all put together here in one beautiful mishnah that puts together all of the different ways that you have tumas mishkav u'moshav. Now, we're still going to have to get to Hesed, which we haven't yet described, except sort of agav, to one of these cases was a case of Hesed, where the Zav would be the one that would lift up the couch on the floorboards. But we'll get to that, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, as we start the next parak, which is going to get into the dinim, the magical dinim of Hesed Hazav. Okay, Rabosai, that was quite a bit of new information, and it's well worthwhile a chazara to make sure it remains clear in your head. Yes, Rabbanea.
Rabbi, I just want to amplify Rabbi's words. The Ram here on the page in the Shas says, "Ushmar Eloi Karam Kulam v'habinein v'altar tzmicheni lachzor otam kikar havzartim pam min b'seder zebet b'kumod b'b'serim." Don't make me get it down right now. Don't make me go through this.
I can definitely commiserate. But he didn't have a Gavi available, you see. But we've got all of those Gavi rules. Now all we need to do is publish them finally. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. What a pleasure it is to be learning together. And I hope we'll be Zoche Bezrat Hashem to yet another day. Kol Tov.